Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with the morning shift. Good morning. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. And quick reminder to join Dukes and Bell for a special edition of their show this Thursday. They're going to broadcast live from Metro Bottle on Marietta Boulevard in Atlanta. Come on in, stock up for the weekend while joining Dukes and Bell as they preview the week's biggest college and pro football matchups. Again, it's Dukes and Bell live Thursday from 2 to 6 at Metro Bottle on Marietta Boulevard. All right, yesterday, I would not want to switch places with Raheem Morris. He held a presser yesterday. Everyone wanted answers from him. He talked about Sunday's game and how the Dolphins played better than the Falcons up front and that we need the O-line to have a little bit more oomph.
It's not troubling. It's expected for them to play like that. You know, they play like that more than not, you know, but we do have the episodes and incidents this year we didn't play as well as we should. And that's what we got to get the consistency going so we can play that well so we can operate the whole team in the offense. They're our lifeline, man, and we need them.
Yeah, I agree with everything he's talking about, and that's one of the more frustrating parts. I think that I look at this offensive line and the way they operated. I'm going to include Charlie Warner in there as well. I'm not going to let him go by the wayside. We talked about him earlier. He had one of his worst games, I believe, in the way he's able to stay engaged and sustain blocks. I'm with him, and I think that you are going to put it on the back of your offensive line, and I think they have to play better. There's no doubt. I would say that I think that when you run an offense with this style, sometimes these pieces kind of fall through the cracks, and this is what happens. And when you can't convert on third down and your defense can't get off the field, your opportunities become limited in your ability to fix that, and that's exactly what happened. Ryan Neusel misses a block. Charlie Warner misses a block. Matthew Bergeron may miss a block. And then all of a sudden, you've got three run plays that went for 0 yards or negative yards, and you're probably not going to run them again. But the problem is that's all we run, right? That's what our plays are. And so they kind of have to get back to the drawing board. They've got to do a better job of identification. I think it's not just Ryan Neusel in the middle, like not sustaining blocks like I talked about, but they're not identifying from the inside out. And then you add a tight end. And then you add a, you know, Charlie Warner and Kyle Pitts, and then all of a sudden, all the, you know, maybe Kadarius Hodge, the front side, there's more people in the box. All of a sudden, it's becoming harder to identify, and you're still not getting yards. You can add blockers, and you're still kind of blocking the wrong people or going the wrong direction. So they're going to be up against it, and they need to finish and finish very well on their blocks this weekend, or it's going to be a long day up in Foxborough.
Yeah, I always go back and look. I mean, we're not terrible. We haven't been horrible throwing the football this year, right? And I just wonder if it could – If it could help this offense to come out and be a little short passing happy, a little passing attack, you know, like we talked about yesterday with Arch, like those the in cutting routes, right? Get the guys on the run with the football, moving away from defenders, and we've seen the last 2 weeks, you've had effective drives by getting the ball on the perimeter. And short little passes and getting like Bijan and other guys the ball down, you know, and get it moving. I go back and look at the it was a fourth down play, and I'm pretty sure Cousins audible to the little swing pass out to really it looks like a screen to Pitts.
Yeah, he did.
And Kadarius Hodge is blocking. If you go look at it, Kadarius Hodge got his block.
Yeah.
If Kyle Pitts catches it and puts his foot in the dirt and goes forward, he might get the first down. Now it's going to be close and he might have to body a guy to get there, but the reality is he does some kind of weird move and runs into Kadarius Hodge. Yeah, and essentially tackles himself.
We've got to stop asking Kyle Pitts to juke anybody. Like, can we throw that out there too? He's a phenomenal athlete, but dude, that's not in your bag.
The best case scenario for Kyle Pitts to me is getting the ball in his hands on the run, running away from people. And I think that's the case for Darnell as well. Darnell can make a guy miss now. Let's be honest. If you go back and look at his film in Chicago, they asked him to do a – now, I'm not saying Chicago figured it out offensively because they were horrible those years for the most part, but he's a really good yak player. He is really good at getting in the ball in space and letting him make a move and getting upfield, right? We don't do that. It feels like everything to me with him is kind of trying to take the top off of defenses. And I get it. That's his thing, but he's not a very big guy.
No, he's not.
So do I really want him running, you know, go routes and fade routes a lot? I'd rather get him on some of those routes that he's running away from guys as well.
Well, and it goes back to our conversation that we've had a number of times about the fact that we don't run enough play action. And when we run play action, we're just kind of faking a handoff and moseying back in the pocket and then setting up. And the protection is the same for the offensive line. We should run bootlegs, and we should run play actions where you are actually rolling to the same side as the handoff as you're faking the ball to Bijan on the wide zone, and you keep rolling that way. And then all of a sudden, Darnell, who would have had to block in that given situation, once those linebackers suck up for the run, then all of a sudden he's on the cross route, a lot like you saw with Jalen Waddle against the Falcons defense this past weekend. Now you can hit him in stride, now he can run.
There's no doubt they were ready, and I say they as in – opponents were ready this year coming into the season for the boot game, right?
Yes.
When's the last time we saw it though?
The naked boot, we haven't seen in weeks, I don't think.
Yeah.
And I don't here's the thing. I used to think last year I'd give Zach cover. I'd be like, well, Kirk can't move well. Dude, we're not doing it with Penix. Well, we're trying to use this naked fake and it ain't working.
I believe that was a major part of it last year. Because as soon as Penix started playing,
the first play was a bootleg.
Yeah,
yeah.
I just wonder what the thought process is of that we're just so far away from it now. Like, where is that? Was it? Where is that gone, so to speak? And we did do it, and that was it. The touchdown to Pitts is is very much a play action type play where you play action and you boot and Pitts chips. And actually holds the block for a second. Doesn't even chip. He actually holds the block for a second, releases, and gets out. You know what? Do it with Charlie.
Or how about this? Run it again.
Well,
he scored a touchdown on it. We haven't seen it since.
Run it again. No, there's no.
There you go.
There you go. But also, situations, I guess. I don't know.
Well, and going into Sunday's game, we already knew that Divine Diablo was going to be out. So yesterday at the presser, Raheem addressed how the plan for his absence didn't quite work.
So JD was able to get some of the stuff went out there in our two linebacker defenses, and then we were able to go out there and have some dime approach. We had only one snap of it because it wasn't that type of game when we had to go out there and put Jesse down in the box. I think it only happened once yesterday because they didn't really go for it on third down and longs. They ran the football. And the other approach was to get Ronnie out there and the 15 snaps that he played for us, going out there and being able to play to the field to take some of that pressure off him with that speed and things of that nature. So all of those things kind of happened, just didn't happen enough. Everything kind of got out of whack, just like our run game, just like our defense, just like everything else that kind of got out of whack yesterday. So the committee approach didn't come to life like you wanted it to yesterday.
I don't want to be that guy, but the translation is that they ran the ball so well that we didn't get situations we felt comfortable putting that personnel group on the field. I would tell you that maybe you need to just figure you. I don't know if you can run that out there anymore, JD Bertrand, and that and ask him to do that, because it is a disadvantage for you and that you're being exposed. You got to figure something out.
What he's trying to say is we didn't want to put a safety in the game when they were running right at us and
that's
put somebody like, even lighter than JD Bertrand. Yeah,
they didn't feel comfortable.
Right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I agree. That's what I'm saying that he's saying, too. Yep. But it's not working. So what's your other – you got to – like, I get it. I agree. Didn't work. So now try something else. And if that's what you have to try, that's what you try. Do I think that it's going to look – the reality for me, I think, and I want you to really tell me I'm wrong, is I get Ronnie Harrison's a little light in the ass for that position, right?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? J.D. Bertrand is reacting too slow, and he's not reacting quick enough, and he's not fast enough to play that position the way your defense is set up. Maybe other defenses, that's fine. Your defense is not set up that way. So either change something schematically or put a guy in there that's faster, maybe a little bit lighter, but is faster, and see how it goes there. Because it can't get much worse, can it?
His highest possible upside, J.D. Bertrand.
Okay.
Good dude. We've all met him, been around him.
Yeah.
Local guy. His highest upside is Paul Warlow. Like that's and Paul Warlow went to the Pro Bowl one year, but we all know mm-hmm. that Paul Warlow's 140 tackles that year were drag down tackles that were for a 5 and 6 yard gain. And I like Paul a lot. That's just the nature of the beast. Like he made 150 whatever tackles that year. He went to the Pro Bowl. They were all for a 5 yard gain. And that's where your high upside is. I think if I were Jeff Ulbrich, and I think this is probably what's gonna happen. This past week, you went with a 3-4 shell. Right, you went with three big bodies, one of those TQ Graham, Onyemata, Sam Robert, whoever it was. You went with three big bodies in the middle, and then you used two edge defenders, whether it be Leonard Floyd and Arnold Bacady, or James Pierce played a lot at that other edge spot, used two edge defenders on the outside. So you created a five-man front, and then back off the ball, you had Caden Ellis and J.D. Bertrand. So it's a 3-4 shell, right? I think you go to more of a 4-3 shell. Use five big bodies, and then use also Leonard Floyd at one of those edge spots. So now you kind of have the same thing, but instead of like a Pierce opposite of Leonard Floyd, you put like a Brandon Dorlus. You put, you know, another body like that, which they have shown the ability to do that in the past. So now you have kind of the same gap integrity. Maybe you kick one guy out into a head-up for the tackle. Not going to get that deep in the weeds, but you have a little more presence for some of the slice blocks, the kick-out blocks from the fullbacks and the tight ends where you can kind of keep those gaps a little bit tighter.
Let's say you want to use some similar – let's say you don't change. And do you maybe put D'Angelo Malone either in the role that Caden Ellis has been in, which is at times walking up on the edge and stuff, because he's a guy that's played on the edge. He played on the edge in this game. Or do you leave Caden there and slide D'Angelo in and say, look, we think we're trusting you can react quick enough. Your lateral speed is good enough and roll him because he's a quicker player. I don't know if he's going to read and react quicker, but do you kind of test that out a little bit and to see where you're at, or is it time for Josh Woods to have his moment?
I would say I'm erring towards Josh Woods, and here's why. Caden Ellis, I think he plays off the ball. I think he's much more at home on the edge like you're talking about. And I think that if J.D. Bertrand was the next option, I'm trusting the coaches here that that's not something Malone can do. It's Josh Woods 30. It's Josh Woods times, or we need to go find somebody else out on the waiver wire that can get it done, because what happened last week just can't be the answer.
Well, I want to cover one more piece that came out of the presser yesterday, because Coach says he's going to be more hands-on, but in what way? We'll get into that next. And we've got a Life of Squid.
There is a baseball documentary on Netflix that I took a watch at. I'm not finished, but it's really good so far. But there's one thing that bothers me. We'll talk about it next. Morning Show, Sports Radio 99.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.